A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Pei Tes, Nedarim 89A, pagination is 177. We're going to start on the facing page, three lines up from the bottom, the beginning of the new Mishnah. The Pasuk states in Parshas Matos, V'neder almana ugerusha yakom aleha. The vow of a widow or a divorced woman shall take effect and shall not be susceptible to the concept of hafara, the husband negating the vow. Says the Ran, Kara lahachi asa. We need to understand what the Pasuk is referring to. De'i b'lo nises, because if she's not married, lama itzterich kara lomar de'yakom aleha. Why do you need a Pasuk to tell you that the vow will take effect? Pshita, of course it'll take effect. Man mefer la. If she's a divorced woman or a widow, who did I think was going to negate her vow? And therefore, the Mishnah tells us, Ketzad, how do you play out the scenario of this pasuk that tells you a chiddush, a novel ruling, that the vow of a divorced woman or a widow cannot be undone by a husband? The case would be, Omra hareini nizira la'acha shloshim yom. She made a vow that she's going to be a nazir after 30 days. Afa pishanises pesoch lamadyom, even though she gets married within the 30 days, and therefore she does have a husband by the time the vow is going to take effect. Eina yachal lahafer, he is not able to negate the vow, as we will explain, because the negating of the vow has to do with the day that it was said. Actually, the day that it was heard, but based on the creation of the vow rather than the applicability of the vow. And therefore, if she made the vow now, so when the husband hears about it, he has his day to negate it, even though the vow that was made now is to be in effect in 30 days from now. And therefore, if she was not married at this time, there is no husband who can negate the vow. Second case, really the flip side of the same concept, top of our daf, Nodra v'hibir shusbal, if she made the vow while she was married, Mefer la, he has the ability to negate the vow. Ketzad, I'll give you a case. Amra hareini nazira la'achar lamid. She says, I'm going to be a nazir after 30 days. Afa pishanis almana onus garsha, even if the husband died or divorced her in the interim, besoch lamid hareza mufar. His negating the vow does take effect. Again, the same principle that we follow the time that she spoke of the vow and when he heard about the vow, even though the time of chalos, of applicability of the vow, is later on. Now, the Gemara tells us that these perspectives, whether you follow Shas Amira, the time that it was said, or you follow Shas Chalos, the time when it takes effect, is actually a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. And the simple way to learn our Mishnah is that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that it follows Shas Amira, the time when the vow was said. And if she was married at that time, it can be undone by that husband. If she was not married at that time, even if she's married when it becomes applicable, there is no husband who can undo the vow. That's the way we paskin in Yoredeya Resh Lamed Dalet Lamed Hey. Hoysa Almana B'shas HaNeder, if she was a widow at the time that she made the vow, Eino Mufar, it will not be undone, Afapisha Nises Kodem Shayachol, even if she gets married before it takes effect, Loshina Omra Konam Alayla Achar Lamed, makes no difference if she makes the vow that it should take effect after 30 days, which was the case of our Mishnah. Venises Bentayim, and she gets married, he's not going to be able to affect that vow that preceded his marriage with her. Loshina Amra Konam Alayla Acha She'enosei. And it makes no difference, similarly, if she would say, the vow should take effect after I get married. V'hu Adin, and similarly, the flip side. Imaisa Arusa B'sha She'nodra. V'chol HaNeder Acha She'niseis Lo. Eino Yachal LaHafer. If she becomes in the husband's jurisdiction definitively before it takes effect, it's not going to help us because it's all about where she was at the time of her speech, at the time that there would have been a husband to hear about it. If there was a husband, he can negate it. Otherwise, these laws of hafara do not apply. Let's look at the Gemara. Tanya, we learned. Almana ugrusha sha'amra hareini nizira lecha she'enosei. A widow and a divorced woman that say, I shall be a nazir when I get married. Meaning, the wording was done when she was not married. V'niseis, and she gets married, and the vow takes effect. Rabbi Yishmael Omer Yafer, Rabbi Yishmael says, since she's married at the time of the chalos, the husband can negate it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. V'Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Yafer, and Rabbi Akiva says, you can't undo it because at the time of speech, she was not married. And that's most compatible with the approach which our Mishnah used in the case of Lamed Yom, a 30-day waiting period before the vow takes effect. We're still, according to our Mishnah, going to look at the time that she uttered the vow. The Gemara continues and tells us, Eishes ish sha'amra hareinu nizira lecheshe eskareish, the flip case, where she's married at the time that she speaks the neder, but her neder is, when I will get divorced, I shall be a nazir, v'niskarsha, and now she's divorced, and the vow is taking effect, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, lo yafer, Rabbi Yishmael says, the husband cannot negate it at any point, because it follows the chalos, when it takes effect, and at the time it takes effect, she was not married. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yafer, and Rabbi Akiva says he can negate it because we follow Amira, the time when it was spoken, and that's the way the Mishnah simple read presents the halacha, and that's what we read from the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you'll skip down about five lines, Omar Rav Chista says, Masis in Rabbi Akiva hi. It would seem that our Mishnah matches with Rabbi Akiva, because both our Mishnah, which dealt with the case of 30 days, and the cases of the Brisa, where we see Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael arguing in the cases where she hinges her vow on getting married or getting divorced. In all these cases, we can put Rabbi Akiva compatible with the Mishnah that we follow Amira, the time when the vow was said. And Rabbi Yishmael is ruling in the case of when I will get married or when I will get divorced, that we follow the chalos when the vow takes effect, seems to be a contradiction to our Mishnah, which says follow when the vow was stated. The Gemara tells us, Abaye Omar, Abaye says you can resolve the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael and make it compatible with our Mishnah because there's a significant difference in the cases. Afilu tema Rabbi Yishmael, Masnis in Talya Nafsha biyomei. Our Mishnah was hinged on days. So maybe she will get married in the interim. Maybe she won't get married in the interim. And therefore, the vow follows the time of Amira when it was said. Braisa, the reason Rabbi Yishmael creates his opinion that you follow when the vow takes effect is because in the Braisa, Talya Nafsha b'nisuin, she hinged her vow on getting married or getting divorced. So Abaye says, it could very well be that Rabbi Yishmael holds that when she hinges it on her getting married or getting divorced, we follow when that significant act occurs and allow the husband, if he's then married to her, to be mefer. And if it's hinging on divorce, he can't be mefer because that's how she hinged the vow. But, Abaye says, Rabbi Yishmael would agree in our Mishnah because it could very well be that the days get completed and her marriage status didn't change, and therefore we follow the time of Amira of when the vow was stated. Now, whether we resolve Rabbi Yishmael with the Mishnah or not, but in simple terms, the approach of Rabbi Yishmael, we're saying, is rejected. The halacha paskins in both of these cases that we follow the time of Amira, like Rabbi Akiva says. So following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and focusing on the psak of Rabbi Akiva, something fascinating emerges, that Rabbi Akiva is saying his din, that we follow Amira, not only in the case of 30 days of our Mishnah, but even when she hinges her vow to her marital status, even then we're going to follow the time of Amira to decide whether the husband can be mefer or is simply irrelevant because he wasn't married to her at the time that she made the neder. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.